people on the Hill are upset because they're like, they feel that the way the administration is handling this is like, hey, stop asking all these questions and just go along with what we want, right? And they're not willing to do that. And several have been outspoken publicly. And then there's the question here too, as to whether if there is a deal, will Congress have to approve it, right? Because the Iran Nuclear Agreement Review Act of 2015 seems to indicate that that Congress would have to approve it. But there's a divide. For example, you know, Senator Schmidt, who's close to the president, says he doesn't think it'll be necessary. But Senator Graham, who's very close to the president, said that there would be no way Congress would forego a vote on any final deal, right? And then there's some questions about the authorities the Trump administration has to provide when it comes to the broad sanctions release in this MOU, right? And they may have hurt their ability to implement some of the elements when it comes to the diplomatic agreement, right? Because they're probably going to have to lift the foreign terrorist organization designation of the IRGC in order to implement the broad sanctions relief that the administration officials have promised in conjunction with this MOU, right?